just pouring myself a glass of wine. It's definitely not from a box. So tonight, I'm going to be making spaghetti and meatballs. I'm not going to explain the boiling process for pasta because it can vary based on what kind of pasta you're using. I'm using angel hair just because I like a thinner pasta and it cooks faster, and sometimes I can be impatient. However, this recipe does usually take about 2 hours from start to finish. Mostly for the time for the meatballs to cook through in the sauce. What I found with meatballs is that if you're cooking them in sauce instead of cooking them first or in the stove, is that they end up a lot more tender, and the sauce can be really infused with the flavor of the meat and vice versa. It's a really nice deep flavor that I enjoy, and it's actually really simple too. So hopefully you will enjoy cooking with me. I mean, get started. And it's easy. It's so easy. You'll impress people. You'll definitely get laid. And if they don't have sex with you after this meal, they're just not the right person. Far too picky. I have the pot on medium-low, and we're going to start by cooking some garlic and some red pepper flakes in some olive oil. Five medium cloves, but you can add more or less based on your preference. I think there's a car alarm out there. Lucky for us, making good pasta is not illegal, so we'll be fine. is rusty. It's not stopping me. Because I can cater exactly to my tastes. Alright, I'm going to add maybe a quarter cup of olive oil. It helps to get a really good olive oil. If you're in the United States, I recommend California Olive Company or Olive Ranch. At any rate, they're green bottles, glass. They got like a cowboy and an olive, I think, on the cover. I don't remember anymore. Maybe just an olive. Anyway, they're actual olive oil as opposed to a lot of the fake olive oils that are on the market, so that's one I know I can recommend. I'm going to use the garlic prep. Oops. But you can also mince it by hand. It smells so good. I'm going to turn that to low. I don't want it to burn. And one more use. Maybe a teaspoon or two, based on how spicy you like it, or none, if that's too spicy for you. And it's all about what you like. Okay, now I'm going to add the diced tomatoes. Very intimidating noise. Do not be intimidated. It's just growling, it won't hurt you, I promise. Alright. It's going to be wonderful. Fingers crossed. I can't promise anything. But we're all here on this cooking adventure together. Or at least you're here to listen and spend some time with me, which I appreciate. I'm trying to be very mellow, but I can assure you in real life, I'm not nearly this soothing while I cook, but just this once. Because I like you so much, I'm going to try it. Alright, now the diced tomatoes are simmering, and now I'm going to add the peeled tomatoes. Now, you can puree these in a food processor if you want, or a blender, or you can be like me and crush them with your hands in the pot. Just focus on someone in your life that's causing you problems. And just gently squeeze the tomato. Squeeze all your rage out. Just give it into the tomato, not too fast. If you do, not that this has ever happened to me, but if you do it too fast, there's a possibility it will just explode tomato seeds all over your kitchen and you'll be finding them months later, even on top of your ceiling. So I do recommend that you only do so if you can channel your rage in a slow and controlled way. Otherwise, you'll end up with a scene that looks like somebody just completely slaughtered a poor innocent family of tomatoes, and that your kitchen was the crime scene where that occurred. So I don't recommend squeezing them too tightly, too quickly, if you can avoid it. But then we've all had those days where we can't. Alright, all of my tomatoes are squished, and then you just empty out the sauce that's in there. I'm gonna use my hand because I have no shame, and neither should you. Alright, so now we're just gonna stir that all together. Let that sit for a minute. It's starting to smell really good already. Much better. Now, we're going to be using fresh basil in this recipe, but because basil is very delicate, it's best added in at the very end. You can add your basil now, but personally, if I'm going to add basil to a recipe in the very beginning, it's usually a dried basil. Fresh basil is best added at the end, but that's just my opinion. You can make it however you want. I don't think I've said that before, but you can. Okay, now I'm going to rinse these off. Even though recycling probably doesn't do anything, I still feel obligated to do it. Thank you. The lid on this sauce for now and let it sit and do its thing while I put together the meatballs. Now, when I describe how easy this is, you're going to kick yourself for ever having not made them or thought they were difficult to make, because this recipe that I use is just the most insanely easy meatball recipe, and it's just really good. It's one of my favorites. So those are my favorite combinations, easy and good. And hopefully you agree. We'll find out. But if you don't agree, you're wrong. Okay, now. Too. Please don't try to mix this on your counter with just raw meat in your hands. That's not a good idea. Also, remember to stir your sauce from time to time so it doesn't burn on the bottom. I'm not going to make a spanking joke there, even though I wanted to, because I'm above it today. today I am in cooking mode. Soft and gentle cooking mode. Whatever kind of meat that you want. I'm using ground beef. It's really a preference. And just 1 pound, because I don't need too many. I'm not that many people. Despite the voices that I play, there is only one of me. So, just 1 pound for me. You can scale this recipe up if you need more, because you're feeding more people, or you just have a massive appetite. Or you only cook once a year. Whatever the case may be. So I've got 1 pound of meat. I'm going to crack 1 egg, 1 large egg. I know they're different sizes, they do make a difference, I think. Anyway, 1 large egg. While my hands are clean, and before I touch more raw meat, I'm going to get a plate to put the meatballs on. You can drop them one at a time in the sauce. I don't like to do it that way. I like to do them all at once. That's just personal choice. Really starting to smell good in here. Okay, now you need 1/2 cup of breadcrumbs, and for people that don't use freedom units, according to the back of this packaging, that would be 56 grams of breadcrumbs. I'm using Italian seasoned. You can use whichever ones you like. Roughly 1/4 cup of Parmesan cheese into that as well, which would be about 28 grams, give or take. Teaspoon should be good. I eyeball it at this point because I've been cooking for a while, but if you're not comfortable doing that, it's always good to measure out your seasonings until you're really familiar with how much is how much. Most people I've met who think that they can cook have really been too liberal with the way they follow recipes. Skipping steps, or adding too much of one thing or too little of another. The key I found is if a recipe is solid, before I really learned to trust my instincts, before I had any instincts, I learned that following recipes, especially ones online that are really well reviewed, if you stick to the recipe, most times you can't go wrong. All right, now I'm going to add not too much dried parsley, maybe just a dash and a stab of a fork. Just a little sprinkle of dried parsley, maybe I want to say a teaspoon. Sprinkle that in. And now you're going to have to use your hands for the dirty look. Wait, but first, did you get your plate? Because I didn't, I forgot, and I need to do that now. So if you forget to let me, go get your plate. I also haven't had enough of this wine to justify being this silly. My apologies. I have a plate. Don't forget your plate. All right. So, you're going to get your hands in, and you're going to just start mixing the whole thing together. It doesn't feel great. Do it anyway. Mix it like you're in love with it. Now when you add these many breadcrumbs, it does multiple things. Number one, it ensures that the meatball stays together when it's cooking in the sauce. Although, you also don't want to stir it too much, too vigorously, when it's in the first beginning stages of cooking in the sauce. Just to be on the safe side. Now, I like to roll my meatballs a little smaller than like typical big restaurant meatball size. I like to roll them a little smaller than golf balls, maybe about an inch in diameter. Just because I like things being bite-sized, and if the meatball is not bite-sized, I will try to put the entire thing in my mouth. And if you're like me and you're wearing a light-colored shirt when you do it, it's just not a good look. You end up looking like an overeager dog that got loose and has sat somehow at the dinner table and learned to use a fork. So I like to make them a little smaller, so I'm not tempted to let my animal side over and just try to devour meatballs the size of a baby's head in one bite. I may have done a lot of the audios, but I cannot yet unhinge my own jaw, unfortunately. I think with all the porn I've recorded, I would have learned by now. But no. Wait, I'm keeping it classy. Never mind. Ignore all of that. The sauce is smelling wonderful. My hands feel disgusting, but this is the price you pay for delicious food. And let's be honest, did anything I do seem difficult? No, it did not. It's very easy. Cooking has a reputation from those who generally don't know how, or grew up with people that didn't cook or didn't know how to cook, that cooking is this really difficult thing, and the truth is it's not. So often just basic, simple ingredients prepared correctly can be amazing, especially if you're so used to fast food or frozen meals, which, you know, I indulge in from time to time, but when I eat it too much, too many days in a row, I end up feeling just awful. It's always my body punishing me, like, come on, you idiot. You know you're not supposed to eat that many meals out of that many plastic bags. No! Like, yes, okay, I understand. You know? Sounds difficult. Wouldn't it be funny, though, if restaurants were like Netflix, and they're like, are you sure you're still watching? Like, you sure you want to do this? You go to McDonald's, they're like, are you sure you want to order again? That's 5 times this week, sir. Sure you don't have a problem? Okay. You can't blame us then. We warned you not to eat this much. I'm like, yeah, I know. Stop making it so chemically addictive. But instead, we will make otherwise addictive food at home that has the plus side of not murdering you, and possibly, if you're trying to impress someone, getting you laid. So, I'm going to wash my hands yet again. Try not to touch things with raw meat hands. It's gross. I'll be honest, the sound of the ice dropping in the ice maker in the fridge scared the ever-loving hell out of me, and I am not ashamed to admit that. Don't you do it again. I feel like it's listening. Okay. So now, we've stirred the sauce. Make sure it's on a low setting, because you're going to let it sit for a little bit without stirring it. I know I said the breadcrumbs are a thing, but this is a second thing, so please listen. Okay. Now you're going to put your meatballs inside of the sauce. I'm going to do it gently. I'm not necessarily sliding them all in at once, because I really don't want the sauce to splash up and burn me, and it is very hot at this moment. So please proceed with caution when you're putting your meatballs in the sauce. One. All right. Now what you're going to do is you're going to stir this just one more time. Make sure that the meatballs are mostly, entirely submerged in the sauce. Being careful not to break up the meatballs themselves. You can pat them down a little gently. Like, get in there, you fussy meatball. You little fussy meatball baby. Okay, and what you're going to do then is you're going to cover them in the sauce, and then you're going to just let them sit there, put a timer on, 15 minutes, you stir again, and then just continue stirring in 15-minute intervals until at least 1 hour has passed. Now I'm going to go relax, and you can listen to the sauce while it simmers. Don't worry, I've got you. I'll bring you over. It's okay, no big deal. Thank you. right. The timer went off. And hopefully... Oh, yeah, nothing has burned. If you keep it at 15 minutes, you're pretty guaranteed that you're not going to burn your sauce, which would just be a tragedy when you put this much time and attention into it. Now you're going to want to cover it. Mine is thick enough at this point. If yours is still a little thin, you can leave the lid off and let some of the moisture simmer out to thicken it up. Because I'd rather not use tomato paste, if at all possible. And come back every 15 minutes to stir it again. For at least 1 hour, or until your meatballs are cooked through. If you're not sure, you should cut one in half before you take it off the heat. Because nobody wants to eat a partially cooked meatball, and you're definitely not going to get late if that happens. Well, thank you all so much for cooking with me. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And I'll talk to you guys next week. All right, I'll see you later. Bye.